Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The Orlando shooting massacre is taking center stage in the lead up to the U.S. election. A gunman killing 49 people at a nightclub yesterday morning. Let's explore the fallout as we go live to Washington, and correspondent Simon Mark standing by to talk to us. Simon, good evening to you. So obviously the full import of this massacre is starting to set in America. But tonight as we speak, is the motive any clearer?
Well, there are several possible motives, and at the end of the day, Jeremy, any single one of them may have driven the gunman, Omar Mateen, to carry out this massacre in the early hours of Sunday morning in Orlando. In a sense, this is a country that's looking for an answer to the question, was he mentally deranged? Was he homophobic? Did he have some kind of sympathy for a radical extremist organization like Islamic State? And it may well be that the answer to all of those questions is yes. His former wife has given interviews in which she has said that she was physically abused by Omar Mateen during the short marriage that they had together, and that she believes that he was mentally unwell. His father says that he was enraged by the sight of two men kissing publicly on the street in Miami and had expressed homophobia in the past. And the police have said that there was no coincidence to the fact that this attack was launched against the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, which caters to the LGBT community in the city. But finally, it's also apparent that he was suspected of ties to radical organizations. And one of the biggest questions that the FBI is going to have to answer over the next few days and weeks is, how is it possible that a man who was clearly on their radar screens, subject to a 10-month investigation in 2013 after co-workers said that he had made inflammatory statements in support of terrorist actions by Islamic groups, investigated again in 2014 for suspected ties to a man who blew himself up, a suicide bomber in Syria. How is it possible that, one, he drifted away from the FBI's radar screens, and two, he was able to purchase weapons just 2 weeks ago that he went on to use in this murderous attack? So lots of questions, few answers, but some indications about the motives that may have fed into his decision to descend on that nightclub in the early hours of Sunday.
And Simon, predictably, this will now become a key election issue in the run-up to November. Donald Trump, for instance, calling for Barack Obama's resignation. Hillary Clinton, perhaps a more measured response.
Yes, although Hillary Clinton has just wrapped up a speech in which she has made all sorts of pledges that I think many analysts here in the United States doubt she will ever be able to realize. She has pledged to make stopping so-called lone wolf attacks in the United States a top priority of her administration. We already know how difficult it is to stop those attacks from taking place. She wants the Saudis, the Qataris, and the Kuwaitis to stop funding radical Islam. That's not going to be easy to achieve. And she's also pledging to bring about a ban on assault weapons. But again, we know that up on Capitol Hill, many Republicans and some of Hillary Clinton's fellow Democrats take money from the National Rifle Association and are very unlikely to get behind any push, any serious push for meaningful gun control here. Donald Trump, his basic approach to all of this is to say, you see, I was right, even putting out an extraordinary tweet over the weekend in which he thanked people for congratulating him for having been right in asserting that radical Islam and terror groups supporting it need to be rooted out, and that there should be a ban on Muslims entering the country. Very unclear to see how that would have helped in this case, because the gunman in Orlando was an American citizen. So an awful lot of fulmination going on America's campaign trail by the two people running for president. Very hard to see that very much of it it goes anywhere.
Simon Marks with the latest on that tragic attack in Orlando in Florida in the United States. Simon, thank you very much indeed.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.